Hannity rips McConnell for support of post-presidency impeachment. We need new leadership in the U.S. Senate. By Jeff Poor on January 19, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Hannity, host Sean Hannity leveled criticism at Senator Mitch McConnell. RKY, who will likely soon be the Republican minority leader in the U.S. Senate. He accused the Republican Kentucky lawmaker of using the effort to reassert control of the Republican Party and lobbied him to offer what he believed were Trump's remarks that encouraged the January 6 incident at the U.S. Capitol. In November, the president won more votes by far than any other Republican in the history of our great republic. Nearly 75 million nationwide, Hannity said. Now soon-to-be Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a handful of other long-serving establishment Republicans are trying to reassert control of the GOP. And their playbook is sadly all too predictable. Instead of picking up the mantle and promoting the president's America First agenda, they are tonight cowering in fear, wilting under the pressure from the media mob, liberal Democrats, and big tech companies. Many spineless Republicans are joining forces with their Democratic friends to repudiate all things Trump. In other words, they want to cancel Trump, he continued. Mitch McConnell claiming that the Capitol Hill riot was provoked by the president. That's what the mob and the media, that's what Democrats have been saying. So, Mitch McConnell, I'm all ears. Tell the American people exactly what part of the president's speech that you thought was violent. Was it when he urged his followers to peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so their voices could be heard? The Fox News host also questioned if he was endorsing the unprecedented use of Congress impeachment power by supporting Trump's impeachment. Do you like this snap impeachment process? Hannity added. Do you feel it's thorough and fair and constitutional? Do you think it's just, Mitch McConnell? And do you think you want to be validating what the House of Representatives rammed through in a week without even any knowledge of those people that apparently we are discovering? Were part of a plan that was well orchestrated to entice people to do this and get involved in this themselves? They planned it. Did you know about that, Mitch? Now, if it is an impeachable offense, Mitch McConnell, I ask you tonight, where were you when Congresswoman Maxine Waters threatened, I'm going to take Trump out tonight? Hannity slammed so-called establishment Republicans and suggested it was time to replace McConnell as the caucus leader in the U.S. Senate. Establishment Republicans have no backbone. No principle, no courage, no vision, he said. Too many politicians in D.C. are just far too willing to go along, get along, and protect the swamp. And that is why conservatives like myself, well, we're tired of these empty promises and your rehearsed speeches and never getting anything done. America voted, and by the way, you helped elect Donald Trump, if you want to know the truth. The American people voted for a president that would deliver. Even if that meant hurting people's precious little feelings in your swamp. That's what President Trump did. If you're going to go along with all of this nonsense. We need new leadership in the U.S. Senate, Hannity added. You can represent the people of Kentucky. You're showing basically right now that you're the king of the establishment Republicans that, frankly, have always had and remain to have contempt for President Trump. But more importantly, the 75 million Americans that voted for him. Americans want somebody who will fight for their values and principles, not scheme behind closed doors with your buddy Chuckie Schumer. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.